Alright, let's rebuild an Amen style break into a fresh drum and bass variation, but with that chop-tinal character. The goal is late 90s jungle energy, but still punchy enough to sit in a modern mix. And the main focus today is automation, pitch drift, little pitch nicks on accents, saturation that moves with the groove, and DJ-style filter gestures that make the loop feel performed. Go ahead and open Ableton Live 12, and let's set the session up so it behaves like DNB. First, set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'll sit at 172. Now create a new audio track and drop in an Amen break, or any break that has that dense, chattery transient thing going on. Before we slice it, we just want it lined up. Turn warp on, and for now set warp mode to complex pro. This is temporary. We're not trying to warp it into perfection. We just need it roughly sitting on the grid so slicing behaves predictably. Quick coaching note. Overwarping is one of the easiest ways to kill the sampled vibe. If you hear the break getting papery, smeared, or plasticky, you've gone too far. The sliced approach is going to give us control without crushing the character. Now we slice. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing dialog, set Slice By to Transient. That's almost always the right call for an Amen-type break, because the transients are the identity. For Preserve, keep warp settings for now. Confirm it. Ableton builds a drum rack for you, and each slice is sitting inside a sampler on its own pad. This is the core mindset shift. We're not looping a break anymore. We're composing with it like an instrument. Do one quick organizational pass. Rename the key pads so you can think like a drummer. Find your main kick slice. Label it K. Main snare. Label it S. Hats and little ghosty stuff. Label those GH. Oh, whatever makes sense. This sounds boring, but it makes you about twice as fast when you start building variations. Now we're going to rebuild a two-bar rolling pattern. Create a two-bar MIDI clip on the drum rock track. Start with a classic DNB skeleton. Put your main snare on beat 2 and beat 4 in both bars. That gives you the anchor. Then place a kick on beat 1. From there, add one or two extra kicks leading into the snare. A really reliable move is an extra kick just before beat 2, like a little shove into the snare. Now add the Amen part, ghost notes and hat movement. Put in ghost snares between the main hits at very low velocities, and use hat slices or tiny percussion slices to create constant propulsion, usually eighth notes or sixteenths, but with variation. Here's a super practical mini recipe you can try immediately. Add a snare grace note 1/16 before the main snare on beat 2. Keep that grace note quiet, and let the main snare hit hard. Add a quick kick double right after beat 1. Two kicks as sixteenths for urgency. Then add a 1-beat stutter somewhere near the end of bar 2. But don't stutter the exact same slice like a copy-paste machine. Rotate through 2 or 3 nearby hat or perk slices so it feels like you're rummaging through the break. Now, velocity is not optional here. If you want chop-tinal character, you need human dynamics. Set the main snare somewhere, around 110 up to 127. Main kick around 95 up to 120. Ghost hits way lower, like 15 to 45. Hats around 45 to 80, and vary them on purpose. If everything is the same velocity, saturation and compression will turn your loop into a flat sheet of noise. Cool. At this point, if you hit play, it should already feel like a new Amen variation, not just an Amen loop. Now we move into the main lesson. Automation as performance gestures. Before we draw automation randomly, decide what vinyl means for this specific break. Vinyl character usually comes from three places: inconsistent pitch, non-flat frequency response, and noise or air between hits. Today, we're going to focus mainly on pitch instability and frequency response gestures, plus saturation movement. If you try to do every lo-fi trick at once, you don't get vinyl, you get wreck drums. Let's start with pitch drift. We're going to do this two ways: a global micro wobble, and then tiny pitch dips on specific accents. For global wobble, group your drum rack into an instrument rack. Select the drum rack, press Command or Control G. Now after the drum rack device, add shifter. Set shifter to pitch mode. We're going to keep it subtle. We're talking cents, not semitones. Set fine so it's ready to move in the range of, say, plus or minus 5 to 12 cents. Keep mix at 100%, because the movement is tiny. Now add an LFO device and map it to shifter fine. Set the rate slow, around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. That's a slow drift, not a vibrato. For shape, use sine for smooth, or random with smoothing if you want a slightly more unstable turntable feel. Keep the amount conservative, like 3 to 8 cents. Play your loop. You should feel it breathe slightly, like the record player isn't perfect, but the groove is still solid. If it sounds seasick, you're too deep. Back the amount down. In Fast Deed NB, subtle pitch movement reads as authentic. Heavy pitch movement reads as a gimmick. Now let's do the more jungle-style pitch gesture. Tiny dips on accents, especially the snare. Find the pad that holds your main snare slice. Open that's simpler. We're not permanently changing transpose. We're going to automate it per hit. Go into the MIDI clip, open envelopes, and choose the snare pad parameter for transpose. Now draw a tiny curve only on the main snare hits. Think of it like this. The hit starts a little sharp, maybe plus 10 cents, and then drops back to zero in the first 30 to 60 milliseconds. If you want extra drag, dip to minus 10 cents right after, very briefly. This is a classic sample re-triggered off Hardware Illusion. You're telling the ear, this is not a clean one-shot. This is a moment from audio being grabbed and thrown around. Coach tip, keep transient stable while the record wobbles. If pitch automation starts smearing the snap of the snare, reduce pitch modulation and instead do micro changes like slightly adjusting sample start on a couple hits, just a hair, to get a needle bounce vibe without detuning the entire attack. Next automation target, saturation that moves with the groove. On the drum rack track, build a simple stock chain. Start with drum bus, then saturator and optionally glue compressor after that. On drum bus, set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10%, very carefully. Damp around 20 to 40 to keep the top from getting brittle. On saturator, choose analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. Now the key, we're going to automate drive so main hits bite and ghost hits stay cleaner. This is the difference between character and mush. Go to arrangement view for this part, because we're thinking in gestures across time. Show automation for saturator drive or drum bus drive around each main snare. Draw a quick lift, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB of extra drive, with a tiny ramp into it, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds. Then bring it back down for the ghosty sections, even minus 1 dB if needed. Listen for what this does. The snare gets attitude and edge, but the ghost notes don't turn into a noisy fog. If your groove starts sounding like white noise with kicks, you're saturating the quiet stuff too hard. Now we'd add DJ-style filter moves, because jungle and DNB is full of mixer hands. This is how you make a loop feel like it's coming off a record in a mix, not sitting frozen in a DAW. Add auto filter after saturation. Choose a low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Resonance around 10 to 20%. Keep it tasteful. Drive at 0 to 3 dB. Now automate the cutoff during fills or at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. A classic move is sweeping down from wide open, like 18K, to somewhere like 6 to 9K, just for a beat or two, then snapping back open on the next downbeat. Another great gesture is a one-beat low-pass dip right before a snare fill, like someone quickly riding the EQ on a mixer. This is a good moment to introduce a workflow rule, clip envelope versus arrangement automation. Put micro moves that define the groove inside the clip. Per hit pitch nicks, per hit decay adjustments, per hit filter stuff. Put macro moves in arrangement. Filter rides across 8 bars, changing how dirty the loop is from section to section, widening in transitions, that kind of storytelling. Optional, but powerful. Vinyl stop style slowdown moments. Use this sparingly. DNB is fast. Heavy vinyl stops can get corny quickly, but a subtle pitch fall into a turnaround can be lethal. If you're using shifter on the whole break bus, automate shifter course from 0 down to minus 2 or minus 3 semitones over about half a bar, and then cut into your next section. For realism, pair it with a slight auto-filter cutoff drop as it falls. You don't need to overdo it. You just want the suggestion of the deck dragging for a moment. Now, groove tightening without killing the sampled feel. Select your MIDI notes and add a groove. Try MPC 16 swing 55 to 58, or even a groove extracted from another break if you have one. But keep it controlled. Set timing to something like 10 to 25, velocity 10 to 20, random 2 to 6. We're not trying to make the drummer drunk. We're trying to stop the pattern from feeling gridlocked. Next, quick mix shaping so it hits like modern DNB while staying vinyl. Add EQ 8 at the start of the chain. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, make a gentle cut around 200 to 350 Hz. If the snare needs presence, a small lift around 3 to 6K can help. But keep it subtle because saturation will bring highs forward too. Glue compressor. If you use it, keep it light. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Wear gluing, not flattening. Limiter only if you need peak safety. Don't crush your break, let it breathe. Here's a bigger teacher tip. Let the break be character. Let your clean kick and sub do the heavy lifting later. If you try to force the amen to be your entire low-end foundation, you often end up overprocessing it. Now let's make it feel like a record with arrangement thinking. Try a 16-bar concept. Bars 1 through 4, establish the groove cleanish. Bars 5 through 8, introduce your automation movement. A bit more pitch drift, a couple filter dips, slightly more snare drive. Bars 9 through 12, make a variation by swapping one snare slice for a different snare slice on the same timing. It's still the same part, but it feels like old sampler inconsistency. Bars 13 through 16, do a fill, stutter, darker filter, maybe a brief pitch dip. Then hard reset everything on the next bar 1. That hard reset is important. One of the most believable DJ mix illusions is this idea that everything snaps clean on the 1. Filter open, dirt send down, pitch stable. It makes the loop feel mixed, not endlessly modulated.